Natu, Rimzy, are you all ready? We're gonna take them back. Way back.
I think my close call is a bit different. So this one particular experience stands out. I remember, you know, I went to this. So one of my friends had this function, and I went, and you know, I met this girl, and we hit it off, and you know, she made it known that she wasn't necessarily looking for anything serious. Neither was I at the time. So she, you know, she said she just wanted to have fun. I'm like, all right, cool. So one day, randomly, she messaged me and asked, you know, she could come by my place. Mind you, she has never been to my place before. And she wanted directions and all of that. And so, like, she was feeling very adventurous. And I'm like, all right, Chad, I see where this is going. All right, cool. Gave her the instructions. She came to my place. Now, you know, we're just chilling. And her phone, like, I noticed her phone rang a couple of times, but she didn't answer it. I'm like, all right, yeah, it's fine. She had two phones, by the way. One phone kept ringing, one phone kept ringing.
Yeah, man.
And, you know, by this time, we got comfortable.
Phones.
by this time we got comfortable, and you know, we were just enjoying each other's company. Wink, wink. The other phone started ringing, and then I noticed that she got pretty worried. Like, she had this worried look on her face, though. So noticing that she wandered down to the car, because I was there, you know, I got up, say, oh, she wanted some water, so I'm going to get her some water. When I got back into the room, she was fully dressed and crying. I'm like, yo, I'm saying, you're like, what do you? So you're like, she has to leave, she has to leave. So I'm like, what's wrong? What? Why? Her phone started ringing again. So she answered it. Like, at this point, she was completely ignoring me. The person, the phone wasn't on speakerphone, you know, but I could still hear it. And me just hear what my brother said. Listen, hey, man, where are they? Which one are they? Mr. Wallan. Maybe that's him. Hey, God, I'm going to kill you. Mr. Martin.
Oh, my God.
So, Matthew, what's happening? I said, yo, like, she has to leave. And she said, yo, like, don't come down the road with me. I'm like, so me say, yo, you see me, don't call me, and yo, the days me hear from this girl, me start fret, cause me a message her, me a call her. So one day, finally call, I hear like somebody answer her phone, like, and I whisper. I say, hello. So I call her name, and she say, yeah. So I say, yo, Michael, what, you good? She say, yeah. And then she whisper to me, and I say, oh, she kind of go deal with some stuff or something. And I say, all right. So I say, yo, what kind of stuff? She say, oh, she can't talk to me now. Bruh. Somebody, me only hear when I'm man wife, man, on the phone, like, somebody pull the phone out there, and I say, yo, me a fine, you know, me a fine. I look on the phone, at one point, but they start laugh, and then, like, me a listen to your brother, and me say, hold on, brother, you're really serious. So, you know, that's how I blocked the number. I never signed up for this. I was feeling adventurous, man. And all that. Nah, bro. Too young. I was rather young too, so.
At least you knew. You know, there was I have a similar story, but this time the girl flat out. I was so upset because it was one of those times when I was falling in love. I was falling in love with a girl. Let me be real, right? And then she told me she was single and all of these things, you know? And then one day my phone starts to ring. So I say, hello. Is a man answer? The man say, he might go to the girl phone and he find messages between me and the girl. So I said, okay.
Okay.
Where me live? And I said, you don't expect me to answer that question then. Like that. Why would I answer that question? Yeah, like that. No matter what says. And yeah. he is such and such boyfriend. I said, Jano, me never know. So she have man still. You know, I'm a feel away still. And the man I say, yo, nobody can there, I'm a girl, whatever. So the man I go and say, I say, brother, you don't know me, you don't know things stay with me, so nobody go down that road there. And the thing take a turn for the worse or the better. Brother, the man start break down on the phone. The man start ball on the phone. The man start tell me I'll start consoling man on the phone and say, yo, brother, I say, no, man, yeah, she do it, but you have more than enough woman out the road, man. But you know, and even said the man start cry before it went. By the time we done, your brother, me has about 20-25 minutes to the panic phone. Me and the man start
race.
Counselor. With a joke. Joe Grinton counselor with the conversation done. Yo, the man only depend. Yo, respect Zane. And yeah. I said, like when the phone hang up, me have to look on the phone and say, oh, what the hell happened a while ago? So I call the girl and say, this person called me. She got quiet. Then she start crying and talk about she's so sorry, she never meant to lie to me. And me I say, listen, you don't even, you put my life in danger. Because let's say the conversation never got that way there. Man asked me when me there, the man find incriminating evidence in my phone. Suppose that different kind of man where some man wouldn't even call. Some man would do their research and find out. You see it? And I said, no, brother. Give thanks still.
But yeah. you know my story, Marie, you know. My one of my close callers just touched down from the college overseas, and you're black and you have a nice accent. So, you know, the Spanish girl them kind of take a liking to it, you know what I mean? So, there's this girl, she pre me hard in the class, you know, pre me hard in the class. And I said, nice. Homegirl brought me in the canteen one time and started talking. And the first thing she said was, you're the cutest African dude I've ever seen. So, I said,
That's some kind of racist still.
But anyway, we did laugh about that and come over our house. You know what I'm saying? All right, cool. So, jump on the bus now. Go over home girl house. I don't know, solid community, but you know, them spiral steps where you go. So she lives on like, I want to probably about the top floor. She have a little son. So the nanny leave and we in there talk and she the son to sleep. And you know, she talk to me and one and two things and she, you know, like, you know, one thing led to another. I do my 15 minutes, man, when I grow up, drop us. I don't know, it's like divine intervention or something, but something wake me up. And when I wake up, bruv, I hear a little commotion outside. So, bear in mind, I'm naked as a day in the band. Overseas. In our neighborhood, I don't know. Put on my socks, put on my clothes, like, you know, take a peep outside. So I go out, bruv. So when I peep outside, I see brother about 6 feet, tattoo all the way up to his neck. I'm pure bad with my cousins, like, because I make your poot and all kind of foolishness. You know what I mean? So I look at me and say, brother, I look serious. Funny door, you know, I look back where me there, I say, when you leave out of here, because if this man ever make the mistake, I come in this room, I hate that for me. I grab bag. take a deep breath, man. I sprint. Me, I jump down. This kill me dead. Make me skip all two of them.
So you pass the man. You pass the man.
Where them did, brother? God, the man. I said, what? Brother, the man. I come up. Yo, Mister, me a run. Run, go. The other club, but they have, another one. Where am I go? No, I can't share that one.
It was while I was working at a call center. So just to give you guys like a brief run up to the history of the whole thing. So, you know, they did it, and you know, call centers usually are famous for having a lot of women and all of that stuff. And one day, you know, I went to the restroom, and this woman came in, you know, came in the bathroom for me and thing, and locked the door behind me. So me and her alone in the bathroom, and she completely freaked out. Like, the woman almost had a nervous breakdown because I was staring over her and I was looking at her and she was shaking and she could barely talk. I'm saying, are you good? And she managed to ask for my number. I'm going to say, yo, just relax, man, everything good, you know? Give my number.
After so, she running after
yeah,
you?
After she running, yeah. So she running. Apparently her friend them did boost her up and she came and locked the door and then completely lost it. So she managed to ask for my number. You know, she was a pretty attractive woman, so gave her my number and thing. We started talking. But you know, she was a lot older than, not a lot, but she was clearly older than I was. And she said, like, she had a son, so she was telling me she had a son, and he was like 16, 17, and she had a daughter, and I'm like, all right, cool. And then apparently, like, she got bolder as the days went by. And then one night we had talked, and she said, "I just say, like, I want you to come to my place. Like, I want to have you." I'm like, okay, I suppose that can be arranged. And she said, "Yeah, like, I need to saw. Maybe you know you could take a taxi up and stop at that place, and I'll come pick you up and all of that." I'm like, all right, sounds like a plan. So we did a talk, and then while she and I were talking, I heard some sounds, like, you know, when somebody in a concrete, an empty concrete room, and them a knock something, you know, that loud echo there. So like I just hear that like repeatedly, and she said, oh, you know, when you come this one, I'm dirty on her, and they're listening, but the sound just kept getting louder and louder. And she said, all right, so tomorrow, I'm sorry, tomorrow. So, and then she said, oh, she was going on, but then, like, I was very distracted. Regardless of what she was telling me, the sound was just getting louder and louder, that loud knocking sound. So till, like, at one point, I'm going to say, am I the only one hearing this? I'm going to say, oh, you hear that? And she said, yeah. Sound get louder and louder, more frequent. And then she said, I'm going to call her back. So she called back probably like around half hour. Right, so when she called back, the place was completely quiet and everything. So I'm saying, yo, what did that? She said, no, it's just like outside of my gate. I said, outside of your gate, that sounded pretty close. I'm saying, what was happening? She said, oh, anyway, you know, man, I'm up in the eagle and just a shoot off of one another. And then just a shoot off of one another. Like, then I just something with the endo apparently. Like, I mean, I said, well, you just casually say that. She said, yeah, but you know, they're not good, they're nothing. They say, oi, I am not coming to your place. Me nope. Now, yeah, you can't get me to come to your place. And I should have legit vexed with me about it. And I came to work and refused to talk to me. I'm like, all right, cool, that's a bullet dodge, literally.
Literally.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she casually passed it off, and I was saying like it was a regular thing, but them now they're nothing. You anytime if somebody have one dog in their yard and they tell you say dog now they're nothing, don't go over there. I didn't.
Because it's never the dog say that. I never the dog say that.
Exactly. I never the dog say that. I know who tell him that.
Speaking of dog, I have a close call of a totally different nature. So permit me. I don't know. Probably Ribsy. I don't know if Natu have a story. But so when I was in high school, all right. So well, I'm from Tobago, the island of Tobago, and usually summertime I would go to Trinidad with my family and do like summer school, summer classes or whatever. And so one day, so staying with my uncle and my aunt, and one day, so we have, you see how Jamaica have Chichi Bus? We have something called Maxi Taxi, right? So one day, you know, you forget to do that routine early morning shit. So I decided I was going to go to the school. Gentlemen, when we reached the school, and by the way, I have a girl when we love off at the school, see? Me say, when me reach, I see the girl and me have to spin back in time. Can't shit in high school, because that's an embarrassment. So me turn back now, the girl look at me like me see a ghost, right? Turn back now, jump on when I maxi taxi. And of all the times, it stopped every single stop. All the time, they usually go straight enough. Every single stop, it stopped. This one day. And gentlemen, me say me start cold sweat. And you know when the cold sweat start reaches a difference. So me say me stop at the stop. Like the junction right before my stop, because I couldn't take it no more. And this is my dilemma. Do I walk fast and risk it coming down, or do I run? And you know when you run, it kind of loosen up. So Bridget, me start high knee to the gate, and me have the key. And me key, the key, I rattle, can't find the key for the padlock for the gate. And by the way, my uncle have two dog, my uncle have two dogs, like them just trained for attack. Any intruder or whatever. So push come to shove now, like me realize me can't get the gate unlocked. Me start scale the gate. See? And when me jump over at the two dog that me see I run towards me. Brethren, like me have to look upon the dog and me say, not now. Like you me tell the dog, say, not now. No, I miss the dog just pull up like dog. Blood clot. Man, they serious. I know, man. Me can't miss it. Bridget, and me say me run. Me say me run in the house, brother. Me turn Superman. Me start. Take off. And me say one nanosecond slower, Bridget. It would have been a disaster of epic.
Well, I'm thinking you're deliberate to that one, you know, because... You know what I'm call me. So, alright, I'm lactose intolerant, right? So everybody like, if I'm a god, I'm not gonna eat nothing dairy, like none of that. Anyway, on Sunday, I don't know how, just couldn't resist the urge. It was cheese and cookies and cream ice cream, right? So Monday morning, now I shut out early because I forgot to send Elizabeth Monday morning. So I feel good. I drive, I feel something. Something, nah, man. you know, you can squeeze a little one foot by your side. Maybe it's just. you know, you squeeze a little one. All right. Maybe it's just the one foot. I'm going to squeeze it out. And then, sorry, but sweet one foot. And then, you know, the wet foot. Everybody know the wet foot. So the wet foot from me say, well, right. So I'm saying, all right, cool. Then I feel the cramp. Jesus Christ. So I'm a lick another wet poop. I'm get a lick relief. So I drive now and I try to drive fast now because I said, boy, you need to reach until you get me free Black River fast because I don't know what my place on the road right now. I don't come to drive other way. Come to that side, you know, I'm fast. I tell you, sir. The third contraction in the field, bro. And make up.
Contraction, and I got delivered. Oh.
Labor pain.
The third one in the field. Never the AC of me, I swear. Right? never mind, I try to think about everything that's all right. If Miss Smith, never mind, I said, listen, if Miss Smith is a fuck, I know that shit for me. Because you can't, yo, you can't know in a while, you can't know in a while, that shit. anyway, yo, let's tell you something, I'm driving and I'm step on the gas in the bed and come. Oh, we're just stopping them.
Bro, let's tell you something, I reach a stage where I just have to pull over on the road. Find my little bush and put cane for you. I don't go around nobody. Pull over the car and open the two passengers. Run over and I'm walking the front passenger, back passenger door, man. I'm missing, brother. I'm at the road. When that thing start running up,
yo, right, it's about 10 o'clock in the morning, and then I'm a good work close, my brother. I'm dead, I live years.
Yo, I met the worst thing about it is that you want it done fast night.
Nah, done. You know how much time we get up and I get I come back now. I said, no.
No, Ramsey. No, Ramsey.
We're all family. So many things I learned something, you know. When mash it. Tears come in my eye. That's the bad thing we did that balling over the dance. Yeah, they were well wasted that we did that legal. So for a good 20 minutes, my dog. I'm say, all right, boom bam. It's a boom bam, I'm get up. I'm remember say shit. I left the wipes in my car, see. So, after, remember, so water shit, dripping.
Yeah, dude.
So, I forget up, brother. Something like the sky of life, you know. I get up, I'm open the glove compartment. Would you believe for the one single wipe left in the cube? Right? Yo, one thing, brother. Yo, I've never used a wipe in my life. So, bro, about three times, Bush catch me. The other one was my calling the other night after I'm late for the podcast. So, I come out for the highway, brother. Yo, I don't know why I reach. I don't know why I reach, my bro. Oh, man, for
Your story about being chased by a dog. Like, remember this night, I saw bridging them, got this place. In our community where we used to come from or something. And there was this yard where you have some big dogs up there. You know, I hear them when they drive past. And so one night we come up and they always lose them. So bridging them, walk and sit. Them man, they love the trouble, you know. So I did walk back. So I made a talk to them. Talk to this girl on the phone or something. I'm bringing him a walk ahead and thing. So me hear them a trouble dog them, but he never register say that a go on. So the part where dogs them there is like a complete one dark stretch of road. But you know the yard over there, so like you can't see lights in the house or thing. But you can't necessarily see all them. No street light of the day. So I'm in the funny phone, you know, the walk, you know, they use my free nights and, you know, I love a boy thing late night and sitting. And me only swear my bridge in them, dig up. And me the walk, you know, like me say, yo, I was fully engrossed in the phone call. So when I reach the part where it get there, me hear when something, you know, when something like that drop like, boom. So I say, what that? But you me up on the phone and I said, probably nothing. I'm hearing something goes out again. Boo! I'm going to say, yo, they have four big dogs over here. So me hear that sound there 3 times. And me only hear when Brendan I say, them run off long time, and me only hear them I say, Mikey, run! So me say, so when me looking at it, you know, it shot it like them, like, you know, they eyes them reflect it like.
Yeah,
it,
yeah.
Mr. 6 feet there, yeah, the dogs, some big dogs, you know. Hey, me fling your phone in my pocket and take off, you know, that's when me take off. And it, yo, it dog them half a minute, dog. It's when me realize, yo, me name go run them. Me say, yo, me only have one thing left. And if it not work, I eat that. Because then dog, you're going to have my food.
Wait, to fight the dog them?
Fight what? Me turn around and bark off of them, dog.
Yeah, for you, for you, tell me to that something,
though. I don't want to do the dog.
Yeah.
Me just turn around. Yo, it's like a dog, you know, a weird thing about it. It's like, dog, I'm so confused, because, yo, like, they're legit right behind me. And my name, they outrun them. So, me just turn around, ah! And the dog, them stop, dog, and run the other way. Me say, me,
Why you try that, dog?
Hey.
I believe that men should have a lot of these experiences. Yo, imagine it, you don't have nothing to tell your picture them. Like, your picture them must get laugh at us.
True. Can, like, true.
Bros, I thoroughly enjoyed this one, I'm not gonna lie. I thoroughly enjoyed this one. This one is another one for the books. But yeah, we have some topics we need for that we definitely need to touch.